It's time to go inside the huddle with those in the know at Eastern Michigan University Athletics. This is the All E Show on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Now, from the Champions Built Here studio on the EMU campus, here's your host, Greg Steiner.
Calendar year has flipped to January, and that can only mean one thing. Mid-American Conference basketball back in full swing, and it also means the return of the All-E Show here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Welcome inside the Convocation Center, everybody. Happy New Year, and thanks for tuning in on your Thursday night. Yes, a Thursday night now as we've shifted dates off our Monday slate that we had been during football season, now on Thursday nights each night. If through the remainder of basketball season right here on Sports Talk 1050, you can set it each Thursday. As always, you can also email the broadcast, emueaglesradio@gmail.com, or tweet at us during the broadcast as well. Use the hashtag AllEsShow. And we open up 2017. Well, on the women's side, we'll talk a little women's basketball with first-year head coach Fred Castro. And, Coach, early day for you coming back off a return trip to one of the harder trips in the Mid-American Conference play in Oxford, and you got back early this morning, back up early today, and at it as your team still got a little closer to victory last night, but not able to get over the hump in Oxford.
Yeah, we really gave ourselves an opportunity late in the game, two-possession ball game, and really a one-possession ball game if they don't call a kickball that resulted in a layup, which in my opinion was not a kickball, but that's neither here nor there. But more so than anything, really happy for excited about the effort that we put out. Unfortunately, we didn't finish the game, but Shayna Deans and Phyllis Webb continue to have good games and show senior leadership for us.
You look at your team so far, and people seem to forget there's so many faces on this club that just have not had to play high-impact minutes prior to this season. Phyllis Webb may be the lone exception to that. She was a starter last year. But you have so many pieces that last year were role players, this year being inserted in the starting lineup. And night in and night out, some individual performances have been off the charts. You look at what Sasha Daly continues to do, lead your team in points on the year, averaging almost 18 a contest. Phyllis Webb right up there as well. But Micah Robinson, the Ann Arbor product, has been a shining star as well because she set every career high she could as well in her career after just limited minutes in previous three seasons.
Yeah, we continue to develop individually, which is a positive sign for us. Unfortunately, MAC conference play tends to be a little bit tougher because the coaches and the players are so familiar with everyone. And so teams do a good job of adjusting and trying to take away your strengths and forcing you to your weaknesses. And we have to make those adjustments on our end as well. So really happy that some of those guys continue to develop and look forward to them continuing to improve as we go through conference play.
In conference play, your scoring has ticked up slightly. You have four players that are averaging double figures. You're one of three teams in the conference that can boast that fact. You, Central Michigan and NIU are the three teams that can do so. But right now, seemingly, it's been the defense a little bit that has been letting you down. And I think that can also be attributed some to the short stature, because when teams are able to rebound against you, they can kind of go right back up. And last night, fortunately, though, you were able to rebound to the tune of 51 boards, the third time this year you've collected 50-plus rebounds in a game.
Yeah, it's really the telltale stat for us. You know, when we're able to rebound and rebound at a high level, we really give ourselves a chance. And when we don't, it's not good. And we can make we don't have a 6'3", 6'4", post player that can clean the glass. But that's not going to change. So we have to find ways using our technique, different defenses, in order to get it done and rebound, because that's not going to change it, anytime soon. We have to find ways to rebound. And those are things that we continue to work on and practice on a daily basis. And we have shown improvement in it, but we have to continue to get a little bit better, and we have to get a little tougher in getting those what I call 50-50 or toughness rebounds. so that we can get out and run in transition.
Talking with Fred Castro, the EME women's basketball head coach here on the All-E Show on Sports Talk 1050. You mentioned rebounding, and you work on that in practice. How do you set your team up for success for something like that, knowing that you don't have that, as you mentioned, the 6'3 player walking in? Is it a positioning? Is it sometimes heart? Or is it just, as you mentioned, sometimes luck to get those rebounds?
Yeah, and this is simply based on my opinion only, but to me, rebounding is about 70% heart and desire and 30% technique and skill. And, you know, I'll give you an example. I'll give you two examples. I coached Courtney Paris at Oklahoma, and she broke just about every rebounding record in women's basketball. But she was 6'2", 6'3", had great hands, and had a great feel for the ball. And then, but at Washington, our all-time leading rebounder was a 5'11 guard. So, you know, you can do it. It can be done. But it's a matter of, again, heart, getting it done, and being okay playing a physical brand of basketball, because rebounding is not easy. You're going to get your bruises. You got to hand out some bruises also. But you have to go get the ball. And more so than anything, you look at someone like Dennis Rodman or the people that we consider great rebounds. Those guys were just possessed and determined to go get those rebounds. And we need to have that mentality a little bit more.
Sometimes you also have those rebounding specialists that are more concerned about their defensive end of the court, that also just helps them on the offensive side, because they want to become distributors, not so much scorers as well. And I think that sometimes shows some unselfishness in that aspect as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you look at someone like Phyllis Webb, who is a 6-foot guard essentially, and she's done a great job for us this year in rebounding. I think she's towards the top of the conference leaders in rebounding. And, you know, it's just something that's important to her. Against Miami, she has almost another double-double. She's one rebound short of getting a double-double. And that's really impressive for someone that we're asking to do so much in terms of scoring, playing big-time minutes, and then give us the senior leadership that we need.
Located 2 miles from EMU's campus, the Ann Arbor Regent Hotel and Suites is the proud official hotel of EMU Athletics. Mention this ad and receive a special EMU rate by calling 734-973-6100. Last night, your team found itself down by as many as 14 points in the third quarter, but all of a sudden, it's like a switch that flips on sometimes late in that third or the fourth quarter. You've seen it the last few nights that your team's been out there. Kent State, another dramatic comeback. You get it within a possession or two, but then it just goes seesawing back the other way. Is that sometimes you run out of the oomph to get up that hill because you're trying so hard to fight back up, and all of a sudden the other team just hits a hot streak? Or how do you try to make some of those peaks and valleys even out a little bit more?
Yeah, I think every game's different. I thought yesterday two things happened. Number one, we miss some easy layups in the third quarter that make all the difference in the world. The other thing that happened was Sasha got in foul trouble, and that typically, you know, when you lose your top scorer, that affects any offense. And more so than anything, it affects our offense because of the way that we're designed to operate. So the combination of us not finishing easy layups, easy jump shots to start the third quarter, and then us having to sit Sasha because of foul trouble, you know, it affected us. And then once we got going again, Sasha comes in. We start making those easy layups that we were missing to start, and we get right back into the game. And that's what we kept telling our team. We're getting the shots we want. We just got to finish them. And it's so funny how it affects your defense. You miss a gimme here, a gimme there, and then you give up offensive rebound, as opposed to you make those two layups, and then you come back and you're tough and you get those rebounds, and it creates another opportunity.
You look at the Mid-American Conference so far, you're four games in, and certainly the MAC has always been labeled one of the better mid-major conferences in the country. What have your impressions so far of how things have been in league play?
No, exactly what we were expecting. Number one, really good coaches, really good players that we're facing on a daily basis. And, you know, the game is physical, and, you know, it's tough basketball, which is how conference play is and should be, in my opinion. So, it's like you said, it's a great conference, and we look forward to just continuing to work and get that first conference win under our belt.
This weekend is a big weekend for your team. It's National Girls and Women in Sport Day as Western Michigan comes to town at 2 o'clock start at the Convocation Center. EMU will be hosting a clinic in the atrium starting at 1 p.m. here inside the Convocation Center with EMU athletic programs in attendance. Bring your children. Come out, interact with EMU students as well as sign autographs and get a taste of Fred Castro's ball club as they get ready to host Western Michigan this weekend. And a Broncos team that comes in 13-2 on the, or 13-3 on the year, and really have done a force. I know it's hard to make that quick adjustment from Miami, but you get another conference game right back at it against a tough Broncos club.
Yeah, no, that's the way conference play works. They have an excellent team, a very well-balanced team where they can score on the inside and they have probably one of the elite perimeter shooters in our conference. So we've got our work cut out for us.
You also a chance to get back at home someplace that your team will, in this stretch, not have the luxury of saying, because you're at Miami. Then next week you're again back on the road at Ball State and at Ohio. So it would be nice to steal one at home as well against a rival.
Yeah, I think home court advantage, that's huge. Us, our ability to protect home court, especially in conference play, is huge, and create an environment where teams feel like this is one of the toughest places to get a road win. And that's something that we talk to our team about, and something that we want to make sure that we continue to protect.
We talked before we came on air a little bit about your girls being able to get it done in the classroom as well, posting a very solid 3.2 GPA. And not only are you trying to teach them life lessons on the court, but off the court as well. And I know trying to well-round them in a vital part of your program.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the wins and losses a lot, but there's a lot more that goes to it. And we're really proud of our players, student-athletes' dedication to their academics in the fall, as well as how they performed in the summer. And that's a credit to their focus in the classroom and all the academic support that academic support team allows us to have.
You have Western Michigan out here, as we talked about this weekend, a chance to get out and see your ball club. If it's somebody coming to see your program for the first time, what style of basketball do you want them to see?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just a hard-nosed, gritty group that is going to fight for loose balls. We're going to get up and down. We're going to attack the rim. We're going to play in a fast way. And it's a brand of basketball that you would want to see yourself play, and is a brand of basketball that is entertaining. And you see the teamwork on both ends of the ball, defensively and offensively. So hopefully we'll continue to improve on that and deliver.
Best of luck this weekend, Coach. We look forward to the next 7 weeks getting your insight each Thursday night here on the All East Show.
Thank you.
There he is, Fred Castro. Rob Murphy returns on the other side of this break. We'll talk EMU men's basketball when we return here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK Ann Arbor.
True Goodness Foods by Meijer are made from the philosophy of less and more. Less of what you don't want and more of what you do. There are no hormones or antibiotics in the raising of our meats. And True Goodness Foods never contain any high fructose corn syrup, artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. We use wholesome ingredients like peanut butter made from just peanuts and tortilla chips made from corn, oil, and salt. That's it. And at low Meijer prices, True Goodness is good food your family will love. Find True Goodness Foods at your local Meijer today.
How hot is the new Hot Fortune Instant Ticket from the Michigan Lottery?
It's so hot, you can fry an egg on it.
Oh, it's so hot when I scratched it, my quarter melted.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's so hot, it set off the sprinklers in a party store.
Well, it's so hot, you could win $2 million instantly.
Sure got quiet in here.
With top instant prizes of up to $2 million and over $85 million in total cash prizes, you could have money to burn. So play new Hot Fortune from the Michigan Lottery.
Man, it's so hot it made a jalapeno sweat.
Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Eagles, Eastern Michigan University Credit Union is soaring onto campus. Stop by our new location in the Student Center or our Jeunesse Street branch. Access your student refunds using our on-campus ATMs in McKinney Union Hall and the Student Center. Open an account today and receive a free EMU hoodie. Learn more at emucu.com. Must be an EMU student to be eligible to receive a free hoodie at account opening until 9/30/16 or while supplies last. A savings account is required to open a checking account. Minimum balance required to open a savings account is $5, which must be maintained to keep the account open and earn interest. The current APY of 0.05% is a variable rate may change at any time. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK Ann Arbor. Greg Steiner joined now by men's basketball head coach Rob Murphy. His team on the year 10-6, 2-1 in Mid-American Conference play, including most recently knocking off Bowling Green 81-53 back on Tuesday night down at the Stroh Center. And what a game, Coach, it was. Your team came out of the gates hot and never really let Bowling Green get into it. They found themselves with BG did the first basket of the game, but after that, they never led the rest of the game, and your team just kept pushing it and pushing it.
Yeah, well, for us, Greg, that was a bounce-back game. Obviously, we didn't play well the previous game against Buffalo here at home. So we had a great 2 days of preparation before going down to BG. I thought our guys responded well to the loss and going into Bowling Green and competing at a high level.
You look at that game, you were able to dominate the Falcons in points in the paint, 50-12, including getting 17 fast break points. The Falcons had trouble also holding on to the basketball, 18 turnovers that led to 24 points for your team. But a guy that was able to get things going and returned in a nice way after he'd been slowed a little bit by an injury in Ty Tony goes for 16 points, 4 assists as well, and seemed to be the most comfortable we've seen him now playing with that knee brace since coming back.
Well, I think he just played with a lot of confidence. We went into the game with the idea of giving him more minutes to see how well he can play with 7 or 8 minutes of time on the floor. I thought he came out, extremely confident. He had his first three-point shot. He got to the basket and made a easy layup. And from there, he just rolled along, and our guys continued to get each other involved early. We made the extra pass, which led to some good field goal shots. And once you start knocking down shots, sometimes it becomes contagious, and I think that's what happened.
I would say knocking down shots was contagious in the second half. 15 of 23, your team shoots 65% in period number two as you score 45 points. But the offense in that game and really at points all year long has been on point, all you can ask for.
Well, in each position, we feel that, all five guys on the floor can be effective. Now that we've gotten our bench developed and everybody understands their role, everybody is playing, with extreme confidence on both ends of the floor. If you look at the BG game, our offense was great, but I think a lot of it, too, was still our activity on defense, continuing to get deflections, which led to steals, which led to those fast break points you mentioned. And I think getting the ball on the post early on to James and establishing him and got him comfortable continued to help us be successful all game.
2-1 right now in league play. The lone trip up was, as you mentioned, Buffalo here at home. Back on Saturday, it was the lead game in a doubleheader. You lost 77-68, but it was a contest that you were still nip and tuck to the end. And to some degree, at least to me, it felt a bit like a trap game because, one, Buffalo was coming off such a disappointing performance and Nate Oates was returning to his roots. So it felt, unfortunately, like you just kind of hit the perfect storm in that contest.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense in you saying that. You know, the challenge for us, all coaches around the country, is how do you get your guys to play with a lot of energy and a lot of effort each and every time out. I thought after the Central Michigan win, it was such a great win, and we opened up MAC play, and we played on a high level. The preparation going into Buffalo was not as sharp. We did everything we possibly could to get these guys prepared. as we do each and every practice and each and every game. But, you know, you can't, you know, rest on your wins or your losses. But I thought we didn't go into that game fully focused. But, you know, sometimes you have to take a step back to take a step forward. And I thought that was an early wake-up call for us. And although we didn't play well, like you mentioned, we were fighting to the finish and we still had a chance to win and played horribly. And at the same time, I thought it helped us prepare for Bowling Green and why we played so well.
Chances are the most important thing in your life today may not be something that's the most important tomorrow. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has health plans to fit wherever you are in life. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield, an official corporate partner of Eastern Michigan Athletics. Here on the All East Show, we're joined by Rob Murphy, and your team right now being led by Willie Mangum, 16 points off the bench, and just playing some really solid basketball. Really all your seniors are, but his thing has been, as of late, those three-point shots, 47 of them to pace the team's attack, and has continued to add that to his arsenal from even a year ago.
Yeah, well, Willie has continued to work hard, and you know, throughout the offseason, and his approach each and every practice, is each and every game, is to come in and work extremely hard. He's been our emotional leader. He's done a lot for us, you know, keeping the guys together through the up and down times. But what stands out is his three-point shooting. But he's been a complete player as well, been able to get to the basket, create for some other guys, and, again, being that leader in the locker room to rally the troops when things are not going well.
James Thompson continues to be the walking double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds a game. But the surprising thing is I feel like maybe he's kind of been overlooked at portions of the year. He's just been kind of the guy in the background because a lot of people have been paying attention to your guards.
Yeah, when we have such a talented team, I think all year, coming into the season, you know, obviously James being freshman of the year, returning, leading scorer and rebounder, and then he was picked first team all league and we were picked to win the West. I thought all the attention in the preseason was on James. But what we always talked about it was the experienced guys we had coming back and also the guys we had returning. And we have a talented team. And then with the emergence of Jordan Noble right there at the midpoint of the non-conference season, kind of got him a lot of attention well. So as guys continue to develop, James has continued to stay solid. And as we continue to move through the MAC season, I think he'll continue to get better.
We talked about it the other day, and you look at what your two players off the bench have turned into this year, and you look, as you mentioned, you get Jordan Nobles. It was 2 weeks ago the Mid-American Conference West Division Player of the Week. He continues to just get better and better each night, and same can also be said for Bailey Steele. He has that bust-out game against Central Michigan and has kind of kept that progressing and has become more of that kind of elbow-in kind of shooter.
Yeah, well, Bailey, when he came here when we recruited him, we always knew he was capable of shooting the basketball, but we put so much on him anchoring our zone, defending and rebounding. That's been the focal point for him to understand all the nuances of our zone. And once he got that down pack, then he was able to just kind of focus a little bit more on offense. And that's what you're seeing here lately. When he get his shots, he's been confident enough to take them and make them. And Jordan Nobles is a guy who, you know, had a lot of experience coming back from last season, who's continued to work hard. And it's always been a confidence thing for Jordan. He has all the tools. He has the ability, the versatility. And now that he's starting to believe in himself, he's showing himself and also our team and program and coaches that he'll be an integral part to what we do moving forward.
As always, if you want to interact with us, send us an email, emueaglesradio@gmail.com, or on Twitter, use the hashtag AllEShow if you have any questions for coaches during the broadcast. One guy we have not yet talked about, and he's been a guy that the nation has taken notice on twice over the last week, and Tim Bond. He is one, had tremendous dunks that have both made SportsCenter's top 10, but he continues to also be one of your tenacious defenders, and maybe the block he had the other night against Buffalo might have been almost as good as some of those dunks.
Yeah, well, for Tim, we call him Mr. Versatility. He starts the game at the point position. He plays the top of the zone. When we make a substitution, he has to go to the back of the zone and play the forward where you have to contest shots and come down and rebound. And then on offense, he gets everybody involved, but he's an exceptional athlete, very versatile player. He makes an impact on both ends of the floor, and he's the one guy that you can never go into a game without because he does so much for our team. So we're happy with his development, We're very happy that he's continued to develop toughness on both sides of the ball. And he has a, you know, by the end of the year, he'll be one of the better players in the MAC.
Good things happen when you play the Michigan Lottery. Over 97 cents of every lottery dollar goes back to the community as prizes, retailer commissions, and contributions to public schools. Good things happen when you play the Michigan Lottery. Eastern Michigan's men's team has been the winners of four of its last five contests, but Mid-American Conference play, always a interesting mixed bag when you get into it. You look, Coach, around the league, it was about as topsy-turvy as you could ask for. A Western Michigan club that had not won knocks off maybe arguably one of the hottest teams the other night in Toledo on their home floor. You've seen Bowling Green have great success on the early stages, and you've also seen some teams on the East dominate on their home side. What do you think conference play has been so far around the MAC?
Well, let me say that I believe in truly and wholeheartedly that this is the best mid-major conference in the country. We have great coaches in this league, all 12 teams, a lot of parity, a lot of teams are equal. So the goal is to protect your home floor. It's been up and down, you know, for most teams. We're off to a solid start, but I think because of the parity and the great coaching, you know, anyone can beat anyone. You have two teams in our league right now that are undefeated, Akron and Ohio, and outside of that, everyone has lost and won a game. So it's been up and down for a lot of us. We're off to a solid start, but you got to continue to work hard each and every day to get better and prepare for your next game with hopes to go out there and compete and win the game.
One thing we had not touched on, and that was a personal accomplishment that you had back during Central Michigan's game, your 100th career win at Eastern Michigan, and certainly very much congratulations. I know you've really complimented your staff and players for being a large part of it, but a really good accomplishment for a program that has returned to glory after some years away.
Yeah, well, thanks, Greg. You know, I didn't know the accomplishment was coming up. It caught me by surprise, actually the day of and after the game. But again, you know, the student-athletes that go to work for you each and every day, I'm very thankful that they put in the effort to put us in position to compete and win. Obviously, my staff has been with me for 6 years now, and we've been all together, and they understand my vision and where we're trying to take the program. And so I'm just, you know, happy to, you know, have this opportunity and continue to help the program flourish and hopefully get to the NCAA tournament and win our conference and continue to win games here. It's been a lot of fun during my tenure, and I know we have a lot of, you know, good things ahead of us.
Well, I know from a continuity standpoint, you, from looking at it, you might be the only school in the conference or coaching staff in the conference that's been able to keep its entire staff together during that entire time span. Associate head coach Mike Brown, Kevin Mondreau, and as well as Benny White have been vital parts by your side during this entire run.
Yeah, well, they've been, like you said, very vital. They do an unbelievable job of preparing our guys each and every day. You know, from the academics, us graduating 22 out of 22 seniors in the first 5 years, and then being able to get some 20-win seasons, get to the postseason, and continue to compete in the MAC conference is not easy. But those guys do a lot to make that happen, so I'm very thankful for those guys.
A trip to Athens awaits you on Saturday, an extremely tough place to play, and the Bobcats still undefeated in MAC play. A tough one awaits you, doesn't it?
It does, and we're looking forward to the challenge. I mean, anytime you lose at home, you're looking to gain back on the road, and although we won our last road game, we want to continue the trend of winning on the road. They're a very good basketball team. Obviously, Coach Saul does a great job, and they're returning the MAC Player of the Year in Antonio Campbell, and they have a good core of guys that plays alongside of him. But we're looking forward to the challenge of going on the road and competing with hopes to win in Athens. That's something I haven't been able to do since I've been here, so it will be a great thing to do.
2 o'clock from Athens, Ohio. Chad Bush will have the call on 89.1 WEMU. Men's basketball back at home on Tuesday night as they'll host Steve Hawkins Western Michigan Ball Club right here at the Convocation Center. You can always get tickets at 734-487-2282 or emueagles.com. Until next Thursday night when we rejoin you from on the All East Show, good night and good sports.
It's hard to talk to your kids about the S word because they're too young to think about bedroom activities. So you try to limit their exposure to adult behavior, but there's birds and bees stuff everywhere.
We know the S word makes you uncomfortable, but you've got to talk to us about sex. You don't have to be explicit. Just tell us how you feel. Tell us you want us to wait to do that stuff. For help starting the conversation, visit 4parents.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Fires one and they score!
This is the official voice of Michigan sports. Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor. The Ticket. A Cumulus station.
Stuffs it down.